You can't just run the old playbook over and over and over again. If you're not embracing AI, then you're going to get left behind.
Hi, and welcome to Soundbites. My name is Bill Binch with Battery Ventures. I have on the show today Matt Peloso, the head of revenue of They Do. Matt, welcome on.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be here.
Always good to be connected with you. So, Matt, pretty easy prompt for today. We'd love to have you share a challenge or an obstacle that you saw inside of your business. Offer up what you did to solve it in the ways of using AI or agentic AI. And then if there is any type of measurement, I know that's hard sometimes, but if there's any type of lift or productivity enhancement you've seen, we'd love to get that from you as well. So let me hand it over to you.
Sure. Thanks, Bill. As many heads of revenue and revenue leaders are dealing with, deal stage conversion was a challenge for us. Last August, when we really started digging into why our sales cycles were taking too long, why we needed to improve and have some opportunities on our win rate, and also how we can increase deal size, we took a look at all the data that we had to try to find out, you know, and put that baseline together and then look for some of the areas of opportunities to focus on, because you can't focus on everything at once. So what we ended up doing is, of course, you start with your Gong recordings, Otter recordings, you look at Salesforce notes, you observe calls, and then you start looking at really what's going on in each individual sales stage. And what we end up doing is putting a hard look at each stage, also starting with really deal qualification and opportunity qualification to understand, you know, where we should be spending our time the most. And what we did is we work at They Do. So They Do essentially took journey management and now really focuses on experience intelligence. And the nice thing about They Do is that we can actually break out our sales cycle and look at it as our own internal sales journey, from pre-qualified, the qualified, and then through discovery, solutioning, negotiating, and solutioning, all on, so on and so forth. And what we did is we took all of our calls from Gong Engage, our Salesforce notes, our internal notes, and also internal input that we can put into They Do. And we plugged that in and looked at it by deal stage and really found a number of opportunities on where we can be converting, where we could really improve on qualifying out earlier in the deal cycle. I think that was a big part of it. We had deal cycles of 3 years for a 50K deal, ARR. That doesn't make any sense to have an enterprise rep working on that. So what we did is we focused first of all on qualification and where our reps spending the time. And AI really helped us. So once we took that data in there, we aggregate that all together, normalize, enrich it, and then do some journey mining or mining into that journey. And that's where we found some insights that would show us where some reps may be struggling to piece together what the real pain is and more of just attaching or looking at business or technical pain and how do you really go find second, third level deep pain and associate that to really business wins for that client and really using that pain to then progress the deal more so. And ultimately what this led to, and there's a lot more in there and we can dive in if you'd like, but ultimately what it led to is first, our solutioning stage and our negotiation stages were taking the longest. Some of the issues were challenges that we're having is true champion identification. So we were able to identify, you know, the old coach first champion, but also looking for key indicators that would show us when most likely we're dealing with a coach on a champion by how they answered questions. When we dug deeper, they would say something to effect. One of the key learnings that we found utilizing this was they would say something on, oh, we want to automate more. We want to be more efficient. And the rep might just let them off the hook and say, okay, that's great. You want to automate. But what we found out very easily and started coaching the reps on is that, okay, that's great. You want to automate. why? Who cares about automating? How does that great? That helps you, but how does that help your executive team? And what key, you know, business opportunity does that lead you to improve? And most of it's around OpEx. And of course, you can go with growth too, depending on that industry. But that's really what really helped us. And some of the key KPIs that we improved were we reduced first quarter. We had about 101 day cycle in negotiate and close. By the second quarter doing this, that brought us down to 82 days. And then by the third quarter, that was 54 days. So we really started chopping. And then when we went from a 5.5 month deal cycle rolling 12 months, our latest as of a few weeks ago, for the last rolling 12 months is 71 day deal cycle. And the last part where, you know, when I started this, the other key piece that we're trying to improve here was the average deal size. So our average deal size really 2 years ago was between 15, 20K. Then last year was around 38K and we just eclipsed 65K. Also taking learnings and again, attaching our value to the pain that we were finding in different stages in the deal cycle to be better at that. It's been really helpful for our team.
So moving, Matt, through the deal stages, you felt like you were slow there. By applying this journey mapping, you were able to start identifying, it sounds like, where some of those blockers were. We're able to coach and start learning from that to compress the sales cycle, which compressed sales cycle is a huge win. The bonus plan is obviously a larger ASP. But did I get that right? Is that really the mission that you were undertaking?
Yeah, because we were in a transition from PLG to sales led and going from selling some small transactional deals and getting in at wonderful enterprise organizations, but getting in for 10K instead of understanding, wow, you should be taking this and then really extrapolating and looking at where you can find many more groups to build out this program. And that's also helped us increase our average starting sale price as well, our base platform fee. And the reason we did that is by getting higher in the organization, attaching to the pain points that actually can get you that investment. And we utilized a lot of learnings that we were able to, and really the insights that we did through the mining of that data. And, you know, we've utilized Gong and we're very happy with Gong. We've jumped on with Gong Engage. The thing that we've been able to do though is bring in those other data points. Because when you aggregate that data, it gives you just much more really great context that you can learn from and utilize. Because again, then you're making, just like we want our customers to do and how they use our platform to make data-led decisions. Now, when we're coaching the reps, it's like, oh, this is the data. The data doesn't lie. Yes, there's a little bit of art here, but we really have to focus on what the science is telling us to get better and improve on, you know, some of our challenges.
Got one last question for you, Matt. Really good story of utilization across a couple of tools here. How did you recognize the problem? I would assume that some companies just think like this is our average sales cycle and this is the process for getting through stages. So what sparked you to come up with the inspection to say this could be shorter?
When I came on board, one of the, you know, the board directives and directives from my CEO and the founders was for us to really scale and get into that hyperscale growth and do it at in a profitable way. We can't just keep throwing reps at the problem. We need our reps to be 70 plus ramp reps at 70 plus percent productivity. And to do that, but also double every year, right? We need to also give reasonable quotas. So when you add all this up, it's math, right? You need to look at the average deal cycle, the average deal size, how many reps you have, what's their quota, you know, just bring in that whole productivity model. So it was really diving deep to understand the productivity model first. And again, once you really started combing through the data, you could just see there was a lot of waste. There was a lot of this deal went on for extra months. Why? Should it have been? Or a lost deal? Why did that sit there for 5 months? We should have lost this deal 3 months ago and moved on. So again, the stage that we're at, where, you know, we're roughly around 10 million ARR. At that time, we were 3 million ARR. And that time is, you know, we're going into a funding round. And for anyone else out there looking at that, well, these are the questions that they're going to ask. They're not just going to say, hey, we're going to give you money and go wild and throw the reps. And again, why you're probably covering this topic is we all need to embrace AI. If you're not embracing AI, then you're going to get left behind. And one of the things that I challenge myself to do, and sometimes it's hard, is the same great ways that I've been taught throughout my career by great leaders aren't always the same great things that I'm going to be able to do and teach my people to do that over time. It's going to continually evolving. You can't just run the old playbook over and over and over again. You really need to adapt, open your mind, and look at outside tools and different ways of doing things, because you need to evolve. You're going to get left behind, like I said.
This is great stuff. And I love that closer of you're going to get left behind. So great place to end. Matt, again, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate your time.
Cool. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Take care.